Hello, welcome to Push and Play, a podcast where we discuss the intersection between design and social issues, how design can foster more diversity, and where we share all the pieces of ourselves and celebrate each other. I'm Danielle Chen.
And I'm Hania Muharram.
And we'd like to welcome you to our very first episode.
So Danielle and I have been good friends for a while. We've known each other since college, and we found that a lot of our recent conversations have been pretty engaging around the intersection between design and our work and the social issues that we're experiencing and seeing around us. And we felt that we wanted to share these conversations and our reflections and thoughts with the community around us. So that's a little bit of a summary of what we're hoping to get into in this podcast and maybe why you're listening to us.
Yeah, absolutely. And I also wanted to add this thing that I think we've also talked about. And I think neither of us are experts on any of the topics that we'll be talking about. So we just know that we don't have a degree in social justice or psychology or anything. But I think what really drove us to create this podcast is really our passion, our compassion for people who are either suffering from some social injustice that we have in our systems, or just things that we're seeing in the news that really resonate with us. Because both of us, even though you might not be able to see us, but we both are
women of color, really.
Yeah, that's a good summary of our background and how we represent ourselves in our society. So yeah, I definitely feel that a lot of our conversations, I mean, we definitely hope that a lot of our conversations will resonate with you, and we'd also love to hear from you if you have any experiences or stories that you would like to share with us.
Yeah, so we wanted to also use this first episode to share a little bit of background about ourselves and our journeys so far, so that those of you who are listening who don't know us personally have a little bit of an idea of, like, who are these two women who are having this conversation?
Yeah. Hania, you want to go first?
Sure. So I am currently a design researcher. I work right now in the intersection between tech and design and government services. Danielle and I met when we were both studying product design at Drexel University. So we've known each other for quite a while now, and we both have slightly different journeys in terms of how we got there. So I'll share a little bit about myself. I've always been a maker. I like to create things with my hands and also sometimes take things apart to figure out how they work. And that's kind of been a common thread throughout my entire life. And my father's really fostered a lot of that, like a lot of those skills and that desire to learn and be creative and resourceful. I went to a very math and science focused high school and kind of just like trudged through my classes. But I knew going to college that I wanted to study something that would be engaging and exciting and that I had a desire to learn about, really. And so I ended up choosing product design out of a number of different majors. It was a little bit of a leap of faith, but I'm glad we made that choice. Because I met Danielle and I learned a lot of new skills, and I wouldn't be where I am if I hadn't done that. Post university, I ended up in a number of different positions, but all within kind of the civic design and social impact space, and learned a lot from some really amazing folks along the way. That kind of brings me to where I am now. Danielle, you want to share a little bit about your journey?
Yeah, thank you for sharing your journey, Hanya. I feel like every time we talk about our backgrounds, I always learn something new about you. So for me, my journey, I guess it's somewhat similar to yours, but different in some other ways. So I came to the US 8 years ago, and I came to Drexel to study product design. And for me, I grew up in a family where both of my parents, they work and teach in the design field or the art field. So I've always been surrounded by like this type of information and materials. And product design was actually, I don't know, by the time I chose this major, I had any idea what that entails. But I'm really glad that I chose this major because as you can see, I've stuck with it. And for the last 8 years, I've pretty much really enjoyed where this journey has taken me to. So when I was in college, I developed a really strong interest in toy design, and I had an opportunity to work at a toy company during college. And then after graduation, I was lucky enough to return to the company and work there for a year. And it was a really interesting and really fun experience for me, but slowly I realized I really wanted to expand my skill sets and also to really understand or to learn how I can apply my skills to a broader setting or to kind of maximize my skills, my design skills, so that I can help serve more people. So but also at the time I was experiencing a lot of struggles with my visa, as Hanya knows. So I applied to a master's program, and I ended up coming back to Philly from Rhode Island, where I was working, to attend a 2-year master's program called Integrated Product Design at University of Pennsylvania. So throughout those 2 years, I think I really learned a lot about, because our program is super interdisciplinary, so I learned how to collaborate with people from all kinds of backgrounds, which really helped me get into my current job, where I constantly have to collaborate with design researchers and developers, business analysis, and et cetera. So which kind of led me to my current role. And currently I'm working as a UX designer, but I'm also hoping to get my hands on some physical product design in my free time, because I realize I sometimes really miss just getting my hands dirty and more physical stuff. So
we shared about how we're both women of color, and we've had different experiences living in this country. Yours specifically around being like a foreigner and trying to navigate the immigration system, and something that I've learned about. But I think we didn't really touch on like the fact that we're both in some way or form minorities in this country. And it's not just that we are approaching like these issues from an outside perspective. Some of them are also very personal. Like it's not just like an objective, these are things that are unjust. Like we are also personally experiencing some of those injustices, and some of them have become kind of so things that we're so used to that, you know, it's weird to like share it with others who aren't able to relate or to understand what that might be like, because it's so much of a part of our day-to-day reality.
Mm-hmm.
So I think one of the other things that we wanted to do in this first episode is set the stage for why we chose to create a podcast and share our conversations and our reflections with the world. I think Danielle and I have had a lot of very interesting and engaging conversations, and every time we have one of them, we're like, people need to hear this.
Yeah, or just that we should have recorded it even for our own purpose, you know, to reflect on it and kind of take it further. So I actually wanted to bring up this conversation we had maybe a few months ago. That's when George Floyd was murdered, and I remember having this really tough conversation with you, which we can talk about another time, but I think that was maybe the first time the two of us like really spent time to talk about issues related to race and racism. I think we've definitely talked about these topics in the past, but not in a very, formal way.
Not in that kind of like detail, I think. That George Floyd's murder, I think, made us both reflect on ourselves, mm-hmm. And also examine the society that we live in more closely. And because the two of us are coming to the issue of like race in America from different perspectives, we also had a lot to reflect on in that regard.
Yeah.
So for a little bit of context, I've grown up for pretty much the majority of my life in the Northeast United States. And I think seen and learned about a lot more of like the history of race and injustice and systems of oppression in the US as a result of that. And social justice and activism is also something that's very important to my family. And so it's a thread that I grew up having in the background consistently. I remember like my parents taking us to protests in like middle school. And so for me, it was a pretty natural like area to be engaged in. I think Danielle is coming from a bit of a different perspective as someone who immigrated to this country as a student.
Yes, this is interesting because I've seen people who are in a similar boat as me calling themselves as immigrants, but I personally don't agree, just because, you know, I'm still on a visa that's a non-immigrant visa, so I still categorize myself as a foreigner, or as some of the documents suggest, I'm an alien in this country, which, oh my gosh, this is also a topic that we, I think we want to address another time. But yeah, so I guess for me, I came from China, so it's a country where race is not really a topic that people talk about very often, just because, you know, when you walk on the street, you see people who look exactly like you. So, not exactly, but you know what I meant.
This is much racial diversity.
Yeah, exactly. So I think me coming to the topic of race and racism was almost intimidating to some extent, just because I had no prior experience or knowledge to it. But I think one thing that we wanted to create this podcast was because, you know, for me, I definitely see myself more as a listener slash learner role. And I think the past few months I've been learning so much from Hanya, and I believe that there are people who might be coming from a similar background as me, or even people who live in this country but have never really been exposed to the topic of race and racism, or we're going to be talking about so much more. But I think this is also just an opportunity for all of us to, you know, to learn, unlearn, reflect, and then see what actions we can take to help improve our society, to make it more just.
Yeah, and I am by no means an expert on any of these issues either. I think I just maybe I've had more time to be learning, and I'm continually learning. Mm. There's still a lot to learn and understand.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so as we both mentioned, there's a long list of topics that we want to be discussing and sharing, some of them being issues of racial justice, examining kind of like the immigration system. I've learned a lot about that process and that experience from Danielle in the past few months. Also just like looking at the role that design plays in all of these things. I think something that a lot of people can easily fall into the mindset of like, it is what it is, and like, this is how the system works. I think for us as designers, we're always kind of thinking about new, better ways to do things. Mm. And so we're able to recognize that like, these systems were designed the way that they are for a reason. And the systems are excluding and actively oppressing groups of people intentionally most of the time. And so for us as designers, we're looking at a lot of these problems as like, you know, what are the changes that we can make to, mm-hmm. you know, make this work for everyone? And when you're talking about a system, like government systems or initiatives, right? Like your users are all of the citizens of the country who might need access. And so coming at this from like a design lens, learning about people and their needs and being able to imagine a world where these systems and services work the way that their users need them to. Mm-hmm. Where we're coming at a lot of this from.
Yeah, I think also one thing I want to say is, you know, the two of us, we are definitely not any decision makers at company. So even though we might be coming from a position where we don't have a lot of power, but I do believe that each one of us as individuals, we all have some power to help make a change.
Absolutely.
In our society. And I think one thing that we hope this podcast will do is to empower more people, more individuals to, you know, raise their voice, to help spread, to raise and spread awareness on some of the issues that we are seeing that have been designed in the way they are, and how we as designers can help, you know, address or even just dissect some of those issues through our views, because I think as designers, we have the ability, or we have this advantage of, I guess, maybe it's not really an advantage, but I think for a lot of designers, a really big strength that we all have is our empathy, our ability to empathize with our users, and I hope that more and more designers can start to see that and start to realize the strengths that they have and really take advantage of that and apply it to either to their daily job or to things that they're seeing outside of their job. But I hope that more and more designers can realize the strengths that they have and start to apply that to things either at work or outside of work.
Yeah, just like your outlook as a citizen or resident of this country. I think one thing I also want to emphasize is, like, you know, we as individuals can't, like, totally redesign all of the systems that are, you know, oppressive or designed unjustly. But there are, you know, small changes that each of us can make in our daily lives in terms of just, like, being more critical of certain decisions or, like, being the voice of folks that are underrepresented and speaking up for people who don't have a voice.
Mm-hmm.
I think, like Danielle mentioned, like, even in terms of at our own workplaces, just pushing the envelope a little bit further to say, like, we can do better.
Yeah.
And I think that's a very important role, and hopefully all of that energy kind of moves in a positive direction.
Yeah, definitely.
Thank you all for tuning in. We hope you enjoyed our conversation for this episode, and we wanted to end our episodes on a bit of a lighter note, so we've decided to share something exciting and fun that's happened in the last week or so.
So Danielle, why don't you go first?
Sure. I actually have two, if that's okay. They're just equally exciting and I can't really pick. So the first one is that actually right, literally the second before we started recording this podcast, I finished an animation that I've been working on. Well, I haven't exactly finished it yet, but it's just something that I've been practicing for the last few weeks or so. I've been learning how to use After Effects, and I'm really proud of myself for kind of picking it up and being able to make something that looked really cool. And then another thing, something that I shared with you earlier, there's this plant that was dying because I had a really bad thrip infestation, and it was a really, really beautiful plant. It was thriving and it was putting out so many new leaves, but then all of a sudden, like, all the leaves started curling up. I was really, really devastated. But today I found out some of the leaves that I put in water have rooted, so I've officially saved the plant, so I'm really happy about that.
That is really, really exciting.
Yeah. So what about you, Hanya?
I spent a good portion of my time earlier today reorganizing our pantry. It might seem like a very mundane task, but it was so satisfying to, like, put labels on things and just get a sense of order again. And I am also very much looking forward to making my homemade brownies now that I can find everything.
Ooh, that sounds great. I hope you will make some when I come visit you next time.
Yes.
On that note, we hope you have a good rest of your day and that you enjoyed the time you spent with us. If you enjoyed listening, please share our podcast with your friends. We look forward to having you join our next conversation to learn and reflect together. See you next time.
Bye.